Flies by. I don't know if we have time for a few more. This is Ira here filling in for Matt Fiveash on Weekly World Blues on WFMU. Before I tell you what we heard, we'll have the correct time in just a few minutes, but I want to mention that we are in the last week of the October Hellraiser when we ask you, the WFMU listener, to reach into your pocketbook and give us a little bit of your money so we can make it to the end of the year for more programming like this and frankly, better programming than this. This show has a goal. The station has a goal. Last time I looked, both this show and the station short of that goal. So with your help, that would no longer be the case. And I'm just going to keep moving because the clock is ticking. That was Barence Whitfield and the Savages from Dig Yourself and Big Mamu. Before that, Pee Wee Creighton and Boogie Bop. I got that off a compilation on the Ace label, 'Toast of the Coast. I wrote it Oast of the Coast, not quite. Anyway, moving on. Captain Beefheart from the Spotlight Kid. I'm going to boogerize you. Nothing against Captain Beefheart, but not content to excise the Magic Band from the record title, he also has to credit himself with production and arrangements. I'm confident that I'm Gonna Booglerize You had no input at all from those faceless musicians once and forever known as the Magic Band. Robert Pete Williams, who of course Captain Beefheart covered so exquisitely on Safe as Milk with High as I Want to Be from Louisiana Blues, produced by John Fahey. And we started with noted blues band The Velvet Underground from Cole Avenue, and It's Just Too Much. All right, let's keep this show on the road right now.
Take my baby right away. If they keep on talking, she gonna goof someday. They've been talking, they've been talking, they've been talking to my baby, talking to my baby about me. You know, the other day I was on Sue talking on my telephone, trying to tell my baby how to do me wrong. Well, she told my baby that I wasn't no good. You can get another man, 'cause I know you could. They was talking, they was talking about me. Hey, oh, get up, boy. About me, baby, we're talking. about me. Baby, we're talking about me.
Thank you. have any friends, but I do every once in a while. But just watch me in a minute. I'm gonna do the finger work, and everybody gonna be quiet when I. Now here I go. Watch my fingers. Yeah. Don't let nobody do that but me. I'm gonna hit it one more time. Yeah. Run them strings, boy. Take your time. Yeah. Uh-huh. Like overdone at that time, but you watch it this time. Make me mad when I do that. I'm gonna do it one more time. I know that's good. And the old folks would say, that's old folks. But here when I come in, I've done it one more time, finger work. You better quit that. That's what I like about myself.
I wanna.
You know, I shouldn't remember how the rest of that goes, but I don't. Oh, no, not you. Okay, here we go. Little background music. Yes, perfect. Well, not perfect, but it's as close as we're going to get. Perfect is coming up. Becky is standing by the honky-tonk radio girl, Therese, at 9 o'clock. This has been Ira, filling in for Matt. Thank you so much, Matt, for asking me. That was the Jefferson Airplane, Blues from an Airplane. Before that, let's see if I can conjure them up. Oh yeah, I can't. I need better glasses. Jay Nelson, Silly Philly, Oh Baby, Lightnin' Hopkins, Watch My Fingers, Tyree Glenn All-Stars, and Sultry Serenade, The Holy Modal Rounders, Blues in the Bottle, Moose John Talking About Me. Okay, that's it. Let me just tell you that you are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Here comes the Honky Tonk Radio Girl. We'll be right back.
Hello there, my friends, and welcome to the program. This is Honky Tonk Radio Girl on WFMU 91.1 FM. And I am really, really pleased to be here. I'm always pleased to be here. Especially pleased this week for many reasons. One is, this is the last week of our Hellraiser, which means there are lots of, opportunities for you to pitch in and help the station. We'll get into more detail a little later. Another reason I'm really excited about tonight is, you know, during the month of October for Hellraiser, we do special shows where we focus in on certain themes or topics or, you know, whatever. And this week, I'm doing a show that I've wanted to do for quite a long time. But it's kind of funny how it all came about. So tonight, we are going to be focusing in on records made by Indigenous Americans. Something that, you know, again, I've been planning for quite a while. I'm not an expert in this space at all. I encourage you to go to WFMU.org and kind of chip in with your knowledge as well. I'll certainly, you know, read anything new that we learn live on the air without fact checking, which is not a great idea, but it'll be great, a great conversation. And the reason that I was inspired to do this today was just one of those things, you know how you get obsessed with something and then you just, you know, watch the same YouTube video over and over again and you start to dive in more and you feel like, you know, an absolute, like, Indiana Jones explorer, finding all this new stuff. I got really obsessed with Redbone recently. And as well as the earlier recordings of the brothers that kind of fronted Redbone. And it just all kind of, you know, circled down from there. So anyway, I've talked too much. Let's get into it. By the way, we're going to listen to Link Ray in the background, who was a Shawnee American. And I will say, too, there's going to be one or two people that were self-identified as Indigenous Americans, so we can't necessarily, you know, they weren't alive during the age of 23andMe and all that stuff. Can't necessarily confirm or deny, but we'll caveat that where we should. Anyway, let's get to it. This first artist might be a little bit of a surprise, but here we go. You're listening to WFMU.
I guess I'll take a walk tonight. I know that I can sleep, and I won't go to bed at all. I just lay there and weep. Instead, I'll make our favorite spot. That's what I think I'll do. I've got those smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee blues. Smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee all night long. I bet there's a lot of people know the misery I go through. I've got those smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee blues. sitting at a table where I carved my baby's name, wondering how our love went wrong, wondering who's to blame. Listening while the jukebox plays a song that makes me blue. Another cup of coffee and a cigarette or two.
Mr. Fine Wine here on the Downtown Soulville Show on WFMU. How are you? I got a special show tonight. Been doing special shows all month. I'm looking forward to getting back to just the regular grab bag of records without pre-planning involved. But that's not to say I'm not excited about tonight's show, which is a tribute to an artist I haven't paid enough attention to over the years. I've played a few of his records and I've always liked him, but I never really thought about his career as a whole. Never really knew much about him, but in the past few weeks I've gotten out all of his records that I could find. There are a couple I couldn't find, unfortunately. And I've assembled them and I've, you know, noticed a few interesting things about this guy, and I think he's a major talent, and I'll give up the mystery and say that it's Jimmy Castor I'm talking about. I'm going to play all Jimmy Castor records on tonight's Downtown Soulville Show. And I'll talk more about him in just a minute. Here's his first record that I have from 1963. He had done some doo-wop stuff before this. I don't have those records. But here's on the Hull label, the first, earliest Jimmy Castor record I own.
Ha ha!
Downtown Soulville Show, WFMU, the music of Jimmy Castor tonight. Consummate entertainer, Jimmy Castor. So he was born in New York City, lived in Harlem and Washington Heights early on. Born in 1940, died in 2012, attended the High School of Music and Art, where he learned many instruments, and City College. Smart fella, well-loved by his peers. Started out in a... We're going to call it a doo-wop group. I know I've frowned on that term in the past, but he made two singles in 56 and 57. He grew up around the corner from Frankie Lyman. And one of his singles, I Promise to Remember, became the first big hit for Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, although originally recorded by Jimmy. And because Frankie Lyman was a, sort of a notoriously undisciplined and unreliable figure, Jimmy would find himself being called upon to fill in for Frankie Lyman at gigs all over as a teenager. So, in that set, we heard a lot of what would go on to be hallmarks of his career, sort of the Latin percussion. He had a set of timbales that he would play, including a cowbell. He's kind of the king of the cowbell. Also plays saxophone. This is him behind me right now. That was his main instrument. He was a sax session man for many years in New York. So we heard Fabulous New York, Block Party. Oh, that's another thing. New York City themes in his music. He was a consummate New York City man. Poor Loser. And at the beginning, Ham Hocks Espanol, featuring, like this track behind me right now, a classical piano introduction, which I assume is also him. I know he played piano as well. The track behind me called Mini Sonata. So let's hear a few more Jimmy Castor records. Here's a slow one. I love this record.
Understand how a woman's mind works. He wonders why she falls in love with some poor helpless jerk. Now, well, I found out, and as long as I know,
it isn't what you got, it's what you need.
No, no,
it isn't what you got.
Check out what I'm about to say now. Now you may have a brand new car, plus a penthouse pad, but you know if you can't comfort your little girl when she's feeling bad, just think of this when she finds someplace else to live. Lord knows
it isn't what you got, it's what you need.
You best believe it, baby. And I you out there to misunderstand, you know, because nothing brings a smile as quick as money in the hand. To tell you a story, I had a little girl once and some folding money to flash, and I thought she was satisfied with just spending my cash. One day she said, baby, it may take money to exist, but it ain't worth the effort without someone to kiss.
Okay. I'm not afraid to
Downtown Soulville Show, WFMU, the music of the great Jimmy Castor on tonight's show. Never put these all together before, never really thought about them that much, frankly, but I love a lot of these records. There's a great career overview of Jimmy Castor you can read online in the Village Voice. It was an obituary that came out when he died in 2012. January 19th, 2012 is the date of the article by Matt Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S. Check it out. Tons of interesting info in there. So Jimmy wrote all these songs. Starting from when he was a teenager, he was writing songs along with a writing partner who he had known since kindergarten named John Pruitt. So we just heard Make Me. That was a little later. That's 1969 on the Capitol label. Just You Girl on Smash. Oh, I skipped one. Magic Saxophone. That's maybe my favorite record of his on Smash from 1966, I believe. It's Okay. It Isn't What You Got. It's What You Give on the Jet Set label from 65. So, okay, I have queued up right now his first big hit. This is from late 1966, and It was such a big hit that he got kind of in a rut afterwards, which you will notice in this set. Here's Jimmy Castor once again.
Hey, Leroy! What? Your mama, she's calling you, man.
Hey, Shorty, Butcher's looking for you. He wants his quarter or he gonna punch you in your mouth. Out here with a belt in her
Maybe a little bit of a creative rut.
Hey, Shorty, I think I seen a snake crawling there with you, man.
But still, great stuff. Jimmy Castor on the Downtown Soulville Show. This one's called Hey Shorty, Part 1. Before this one, Leroy is in the Army. Hey, Willie, and his biggest hit to date. Hey, Leroy, your mama's calling you. All these, you know, Latin percussion, Latin soul sounds of New York City, Caribbean sounds of New York City. Jimmy Castor, an African-American raised in Harlem and Washington Heights, as I mentioned, but influenced by the sounds all around him in New York. Okay, I'm going to play one record and then come back and talk. This is kind of, I consider this record the tail end of this phase of his career, and it will sort of suggest what he's going to be up to next. This is called Psycho Man.
Psycho Man has arrived. Welcome him!
Psycho Man.
Jimmy Caster. From 1969, Psycho Man, a record that would sort of point to new directions he was going to be taking in the next few years. So I've been doing these special shows all month because every October,